Sunday Central's Form Express.
First off the bat on the Form Express this Sunday morning is Kevin Casey with his look at Kempsey. It's Warhope Cup Day at Kempsey today. Kev, good morning.
Yeah, hello, Brennan. Look, I'm with favourites for most of this program, but getting a little inventive with a couple in the quaddy legs.
First leg of the quaddy is a benchmark 58 over 1,250 metres. Scratchings here from the fifth are runners 10, 14 and 15. 1-0 Say, $2.70. Condover Hall, $4.40. Oakfield Romance, $7.50 for Dragon Dreamer.
Well, I'm with the favourite here, the Toppy O'Say. Look, she's a filly. She's got 61.5 to carry here, so she's up in weight and perhaps a little challenged by that weight, but she is flying. This is a shifted meeting, too, a switch from Port Macquarie to Kempsey. So, look, she'd probably be happier if she had stayed home at Port Macquarie. But she is flying. Louise Day gets on really well with her, and she sets up nicely from a gate that gives her good favours here. I'm with her and happily with her. Condover Hall's got to cope with a wide draw, but is a very honest sort of veteran horse now. Overall sort of career record from double figure draws isn't he's winless from I think 11 starts from really wide draws, but last start was a beauty behind Fennec. I'm trusting him to run well here. I think he is the main danger, and therefore it's market order 1 to beat 4. 12-1 time accepted for a couple of races today. I think she's got a chance here coming back to this sort of race. And 2 Dragon Dream would go in a quaddy too. So I'm with the favourites, 1 ahead of 4, but including 12 and 2 in a quaddy.
Race 6 is a class 1 over 1,250 metres. Scratchings here 3, 14 and 15. 1 Girls Kick On, $2.30. Vaporetto, $5.650. Pipe Dreams, Graceful Star, $8.50 and 9 for Haunting Spirit.
Well, again, tipping the favourite, Girls Kick On. Well, she's got to do just that. She's got to kick on here at the 1250 metres. That's her challenge. She's been 1,000, 1,100 sort of switching to those trips throughout this preparation. She took a couple of runs on heavy to get her going. A sign of form in the latest where she was on speed and showed a little bit of guts about her. She's into a winnable race here for mine. She's got to hold up with what she did last start. She's short enough at that price. I think Vaporetto is a solid sort of danger. No excuses last time, but this should be a decent, winnable race for her. It's a modest affair, to be frank, and that's why we've got Girls Kick On as the price she is. Others, you'd look at Haunting Spirit and Pipe Dreams, perhaps, who fell last time switching up here. It's not a race I'm heading to with a lot of confidence. 1, 5, 6 and 2, the numbers for me.
Warhope Cup is race number 7. Scratchings 12, 14 and 15. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here is Texas Storm at $2.80. Juventus at $4.20. Think Free, $5. $6 Lolita Gold. And Rex, a $10 chance.
Yeah, highlight of the day and a fascinating race. We look to have solid speed here. Lolita Gold led Texas Storm last start. Rex is there as well, perhaps crossing from way out wide. And this is where I'm going out on a limb a little bit. Flying Mojo switches right back in distance here and is up from a 58 level, has been performing really well of late at that level. So this is a challenge for him. Of course, he drops heaps in weight. He's entitled to do just that. He's done it before, not quite back to 1450, of the trip here, but 2000, he's come back in mid-prep to 1600 and raced really well. I just think he's going that well at the moment that he might be able to adapt to this change. He's big odds here, and I'm trusting in him to run a race here. So 10, I'm tipping. Clear danger. See, Juventus up top's got City Form, hasn't won for a while, but this is well within his scope. The other leads run, I think Free's got a chance too. And those two went 1-2. Lolita Gold and Texas Storm last start will both be up on speed and trying to do what they did last time. Texas Storm looks tight to me at the price, but does have a winning chance. 10-1, 7 and 5, the numbers.
10.175, Flying Mojo, a $21 chance, $5 a place. Kev's on top selection in race number 7 as we move to the Warhope Sprint race number 8, over 1,000 metres, scratching 05, 7, 15 and 16. Mr. Poplar, 270, Patriot at 420, Jewel Spirit at 550, Inner Step at $7.
Well, can I say I'm really hurting. I'm still hurting that Salad Dodger didn't get a run here. Really liked him, the 15, but he misses out in the absence. I think 10 Inner Step is a horse we can put our trust into a good extent. She's a mare who's going to find herself crossing on speed. I think once she gets there, she'll be nice and comfortable. This is a race of some depth of pace. I think she'll get up and over, perhaps outside the leader. She's ready now to perform, and she, on top she goes. Mr. Polar will be up there too, returning. He's got to start this prep as the way he finished last prep. Two Patriot could be one that sets up off speed. 4 kilo claimer here that might be suited by a strong pace. The other one I'll put in is the 4 Jewel Spirit. 10.124 the last.
10.124 final event. Best value quaddie in play for Kempsey, please, Kev.
Well, my best, Brendan, comes up just before the quaddy legs. Race 4, horse 3, Lord Avatar, who's peaking third up, has actually won his last two third up runs and has come back with good performance. He's got to beat the favourite there, Oakfield Target, who will go on speed. I think it looks a good bet there at the current price. Race 4, number 3, Lord Avatar, the best. Obviously, in the highlight, the value there is race 7, number 10, Flying Mojo. Look, things have got to fall into place there, you're getting the price to find out. Quaddy numbers for the first leg going 1, 2, 4 and 12. Second leg, we're putting in 1 and 5 only there in the second leg. Fingers crossed there. The third leg, 1, 2, 5, 7 and 10. And we come home in the final leg there with 1, 2 and 10.
Good luck today, Kev.
Thanks, Brendan.